did not create earth with fault lines. He did not, in Missouri, we got the new Madras. Well, I want you to know there are believers that walk that fault line every day and stand against anything happening there. Bless the Lord. Syro-African Rift. Others all over. California. People are always prophesying. California's going to fall off into the sea. It's not going to fall off into the sea before we leave here. They're going to have a great big move of God. But today, there was an 8-point earthquake near the Cayman Islands. And now they are saying there may be in much of the waters in that area tsunami warnings. Well, God didn't do that. He didn't make those plates to shift like that. Something happened. It happened on this day. This is the record. Jeremiah got to see it. He watched it. The light was removed. The mountains shook. The cracks came. All the hills moved. I beheld, and there was no man, no being. Every one of them was gone. And all the birds of the heaven were fled. Even the birds were gone. All. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down. That pre-Adamic civilization had cities, but every single one of them was gone. Now, what caused this? Read that last line. They were broken down at the presence of Jehovah and by his fierce anger. Now, what made God so angry? It was the fall of Lucifer. Lucifer, who was created a beautiful archangel that God loved dearly, and Ezekiel 28 tells you how beautiful he was in his creation. But it seems that his kingdom was here on earth. Now, he could go back and forth, of course, but his kingdom was here, and he was ahead of this place. Ezekiel 28:12. Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. 14. You are the anointed cherub that covered. I set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in thee. I heard a professor in a university say one time, well, we don't know how that iniquity got there. I thought, well, why don't you read the Bible? It tells you how that got there. And it was a Christian university. Lucifer was perfect in the day he was created. But to meet the criteria of being a perfect being before God, you have to have something dangerous to God and dangerous to man, and that's a will. A free will. He doesn't make Pinocchio's AI creations, automatons. He made men with a free will. We're going to work with him. I'm telling you, folks, this earth time is a short. We talk him way out there, way past the rapture, way past all kinds of things. And he needs you to have a will. And we're kind of in a training ground right here. Yes. And right now, this earth, you being prepared for what's future based on what you chose to do. Yes. I call the will the chooser. Did you choose to be here tonight, or did your mother drag you? Did you choose to go to church on Sunday morning, or does your wife, like I cry until you go, or whatever? So you choose to worship God, and you choose to do this, and you choose to do that. I had to choose from those days over there. I had to choose to leave Kenneth Hagin's ministry. And I've had to make a lot of choices since. But you know, it's been kind of like Rick said, been like a tug, like a little rope that just tugged me. And I just followed it. And here's this church. And here you are. Woo! Glory. But Lucifer was the first one to ever turn his will against God. And here's how the fall happened. Lucifer's not in hell. Satan's not in hell. He has his, here's the earth. There's a kingdom system here. He has what's called the seat of Satan. It was in Bible times, Jesus said, over Pergamum. It's moved. The Lord's shown me a lot about this. It moved over Berlin at one time. It's moved over Brussels at one time. He moves different places. But one day he's going to hell. And, I didn't put this down, but I think I'll turn there. Isaiah 14. And I'm going to go back up a verse from what I had here. I had you going at verse 12. Hallelujah. I don't know why, but I'm supposed to do this. So here we go. Isaiah 14. We're going to start with verse 7. He's been judged. Lucifer's been judged. Satan's been judged. The whole earth is at rest and quiet, and they break forth with singing. I mean, earth is glad that he got judged. Now, verse 9. Hell from beneath is moved forth to meet thee at thy coming. He's not been to hell. He's not in hell right now. But when he's going there, then hell is waiting on him. And it stirs up the dead for you, even the chief ones of the earth. He has deceived chief ones of the earth. He has deceived leaders. He has deceived Ivan the Terrible. Think about that. He has deceived Hitler. He has deceived others all through Ayatollah Khomeini. And they're all down there, and they're waiting on him. I could read you another chapter, but I could go all through the Bible for days and days. But just know that all those chief ones are waiting on him. He had promised them everything, but they didn't get it. All the chief ones are there. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. These are the ones he described. And they're going to all speak and say to him, verse 10, are you also become weak as us? Are you become like us? You promised us the world. Now you're just as weak as we are, and you're coming to hell to join us. And then they ask him, your pomp is brought down, and they ask in verse 12, how did it happen? How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How did you get cut down? And then we see exactly how it happens. The Lord tells us how iniquity came into him. It was because of his will. For you said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. He had a kingdom. He had to ascend to get to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. He had a throne. He exalted it. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation. He wanted to sit where God sits. In the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Earth has clouds. I will be like the Most High. Those are his five I wills. But God says, you shall be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. And those kings are going to say, the end of the next verse, are you the one that made the earth to tremble and shook kingdoms? He's to nothingness. He's coming to naught. Hallelujah, bless the Lord. But it was those five I wills, and he made an attack against heaven. A third of the angels went with him. I get tickled at it. It's like a Star Wars. I think Star Wars got their ideas. He made his attack on heaven, but Jesus told us, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from the sky. Hallelujah. So he fell. He lost his kingdom. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So, when he fell, that's when earth became tohu vabohu. Now, how long ago was that? Earth is far older than 6,000 years. But Adam came here just 6,000 years. He came here 6,000 years. So earth was created, this pre-Adamic civilization. It must have operated all right for a while. But then when Satan became more and more and more and more, and then he made his move and the fall came, again, God was angry. And earth was lying under dark, stinking waters. In all of God's creation, and we know there are universes, not just one universe. They're expanding. God's word is expanding and more and more. We can't wrap our heads around it. But as long as science requires, true science is between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. And science now says 4.5 billion years. So we'll just take them up on it. 4.5. Here's that dark little spot. God's gorgeous, beautiful creation. Universes, stars, Orion, all the gorgeous skies. But one dark spot is down there. Planet Earth. For 4.5 billion years. Until one day. Now, when God's given me this, He's speaking to me, He's giving me visions, and He brought in the angels. He brought them to my attention. And I got the idea they're kind of gossipy. Kind of. And he impressed upon me, what did the angels do? Did they just ignore the black spot? Did they act like it wasn't there? Did they just go all around their glorious business and never mention? And then, when God decided, the Spirit of the Lord, it says the Spirit of God began to move. I think a better translation began, the Spirit of the Lord began to hover over the dark spot. And he let me hear like a buzz going around among the angels. Something's up. Did you notice? Did you notice something's happening down there at the dark spot? Did you notice the Spirit of the Lord is moving on it? And they all were gathered up, and all their attention was going to the black spot. And what was happening down there with the Spirit of the Lord hovering over the black spot? I think they spread the news. Hallelujah. Something's going on down there. And the first words they heard were, "Let there be light." Remember, light had gone. This is not talking about the sun, moon, and stars. They come on day 4. In the beginning, he said, actually it's so needed, the Hebrew, or is the word light, and yihye is be. And the Hebrew is yihye light, yihye or, and yihye or. It's the same repeated. God came back on the scene. Folks, earth is headed for perfection. People want you to say heaven and hell. Oh no, it's not just heaven and hell. Heaven, earth, and hell. In this 1,000-year thing that's coming. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. So they heard the Lord. And God's presence then, that which is once removed, is coming back.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org. Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, Snail Mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.